This bill is the stupidest bill I have ever seen. Right now, South Carolina is proposing House Bill 4754, and the way this bill is currently written, if passed into law, it would be mandatory to get a real estate license to wholesale, and it would also be prohibited to wholesale with a license in any capacity. Guys, I can't make this stuff up. Hey, wholesalers, we want you to get a license to wholesale, but once you get your license, you're not allowed to use it to wholesale. Makes no sense, and it's just ridiculous, and you should be very concerned. On this video, I'm going to break it down for you. Now, this is a big deal, and not just for South Carolina wholesalers. This matters for all wholesalers, so pay close attention to this video. But first, if you're new here, my name is Jerry Norton. I make millions of dollars a year wholesaling and flipping houses, and here on my YouTube channel, I show you how to do the same. So if you want to be a flipping genius like me and live your dream life, subscribe to my channel and watch my videos. So before we dive into this scary and stupid new bill being proposed by South Carolina, if you haven't been following what's happening, let me fill you in. In the past few years, several states have passed regulation, and several more states currently have active bills and legislation as we speak, which I'll be covering on other videos. So far, the states that have either passed regulation or are proposing regulations are primarily taking one of two positions regarding wholesaling. Some states, such as Nebraska and Oklahoma, passed regulation that requires a license to publicly market contracts for sale. They took the position that advertising and marketing assignable contracts is considered brokering real estate and therefore requires a real estate license. Whereas other states like Illinois and recently Virginia, they've taken a much stronger position. They passed laws that define the very act of assigning a contract as brokering and requires a license, regardless how you market it for sale. And in case you don't know, brokering is when you assist someone in buying or selling a property for a fee. And since brokering could potentially be harmful, and in order to protect the public, each state has a real estate division and laws that require anyone who is brokering real estate to be trained, licensed, adhere to certain standards, and be held to specific oversight by the state. Well, wholesalers have long argued that assigning a contract is not assisting someone in the purchase or sale of a property for a fee, aka brokering, but rather the wholesaler is acting as a principal in a contract, then selling that position or equitable interest for a fee, which is not the same thing. However, more and more states are changing the laws defining the practice of brokering to include wholesaling in some way or another. And if you follow my channel, you know that I've been leading the charge in the wholesaling industry to not only bring awareness about regulation that's sweeping across America, but also to provide solutions about what to do both as an individual wholesaler, as well as what we can do collectively as an industry. Now, I've been saying it and I'm going to say it again. In time, I believe all states will adopt some form of regulation. Now, when I first started talking about this 5 years ago, I received a lot of criticism. Many downplayed the magnitude of what was happening. But now you will see their tune change. The laws are getting more aggressive and more restrictive, and they're coming faster and faster. Currently, as of this recording, both Indiana and Colorado have active bills in progress, and I'm sure there are others. The domino effect has started, so stay to the end of this video because I'm going to tell you what you should do about it. I'm also working on a free report with a summary of all of the active and proposed regulations by state so that you can keep track of what's happening. Now, if you'd like that free report, leave a comment and let me know. So now let's dive into HB 4754. This bill was introduced by Republican Bill Sandifer and Republican Randy Ligon earlier this year. It still has to pass the House and the Senate and then get signed into law by the governor. If and when it gets passed, I'll pin a comment below so that you know. The first thing this bill proposes is to add wholesaling into their code of definitions. Now, that's significant because anywhere else in the law where it references wholesaling, there will be a clear definition. In section 45, it says, wholesaling means having a contractual interest in purchasing residential real estate from a property owner, then marketing the property for sale to a different buyer prior to taking legal ownership of the property. Okay, so that definition of wholesaling is inaccurate and poorly written. Yes, wholesaling is when you have a contractual interest in purchasing real estate from a property owner. That's correct. But marketing the property for sale is not correct. Wholesaling is not marketing a property for sale. Wholesaling is assigning the contract for compensation. That's a huge distinction. That's the true, accurate definition of wholesaling. Then it goes on to say, advertising, or marketing real estate owned by another individual or entity with the expectation of compensation falls under the definition of broker and requires licensure. Now, this is also incorrect. Wholesaling is not advertising or marketing real estate owned by another. That's not what we do. The correct explanation is we advertise or market a contract for sale. Big difference. Now, here's where this bill is confusing. If you're actually getting paid to help someone buy or sell real estate that is owned by someone else, that is most definitely brokering. That is exactly what traditional real estate agents do. Now, because they are using the word wholesaling, it's obvious that they're specifically targeting the wholesaling industry. So I think their intention is to say that wholesaling is assigning contracts and marketing contracts for sale is brokering. I think that's their intention, but that's not how it's actually written. And for the life of me, I can't understand how these state legislators keep getting this wrong. It just goes to show, one, how much they don't understand wholesaling, and two, how incompetent they are for writing and passing such horrible laws. So think about this. If this passes into law, and I assign a contract in South Carolina without a license, and the division comes down on me and says that I broke the law by advertising and selling a property that I did not own, I would say, no, I didn't. I never marketed a property for sale. I marketed and sold a contract that I am a principal in, and because I have equitable interest that is protected by contract law, I sold my God-given rights to the contract, but I did not get paid for selling a property that I did not own. And then it would be up to their interpretation. So that part of the bill is totally messed up, but check this out. Check this next part out. It says, a real estate brokerage firm that provides services through an agency agreement for a client is bound by the duties of loyalty, obedience, disclosure, confidentiality, reasonable care, diligence, and accounting as set forth in this chapter. Okay, so that makes sense. You have a fiduciary duty to be a good agent. But then this is the next sentence. Pursuant to the aforementioned duties owed to a client, a real estate brokerage firm and its sub-agents are prohibited from engaging in, representing others in, or assisting others in the practice of wholesaling. Wait. You just said that I have to get a real estate license if I wholesale. Now you're saying, just kidding, it's illegal to wholesale at all with your new license. It's the biggest contradiction ever. What's the point of getting a license if by being licensed, I'm prohibited from wholesaling? Not only that, but regular retail agents can't participate either in a wholesale transaction. That would mean if a seller wants to sell a property and hires a real estate agent and a wholesaler makes a cash offer that is accepted by the seller, that would be illegal because the agent is prohibited to work with a wholesaler. The agent can't engage, represent, or assist in the practice of wholesaling. There goes on-market wholesaling. Is this not the most idiotic thing you've ever heard? So there you have it, your elected officials hard at work. Okay, so what to do about it? First of all, if you're in South Carolina, reach out to your state representative and tell them you disagree with this bill. I'll put both sponsoring representatives' contact info in the description below. The next option is to double close. Now, everybody likes to say, hey, just double close. Problem solved. Well, wait a minute. The way this is written is it doesn't say marketing contracts. It says marketing properties. Well, when you double close, you're marketing a property that you are going to own, but you don't own it yet. I'd love to hear your take on double closings with how this bill is written. Leave a comment and let me know. If double closings are permissible, then you'll need transactional funding. You can check out my funding program. To learn how to get your first double closing funded for free, just go to usejerryscash.com. Now, there's a bigger issue going on here that needs to be discussed. Bills like this South Carolina bill are just ridiculous, and there's more coming. Like I said, right now, Indiana and Colorado are proposing legislation to regulate wholesaling, and several other states are exploring regulation, and we need to come together as an industry and have a voice in order to protect our industry. Now, I've worked too hard for 20 years now to sit by and watch wholesaling go to hell in a handbasket. A few years ago, I proposed setting up a national association, and at the time, I just didn't get enough support, but I think it's time to try again. An association would allow us to have a central voice to stand up to legislators and fight to protect our industry. Now, I started the groundwork and already set up a national association. If you would be supportive, leave a comment and let me know. When it comes down to it, the best thing that you and I can do is operate at the highest level. Do good to sellers and treat people right. To become a world-class wholesaler, get my comprehensive wholesale training called 8-Week Academy. Best of all, I'll give it to you absolutely for free. Just go to 8weekacademy.com and I'll see you on the next video.